On the show today, we have League of Southeastern Credit Union's Director of Marketing, Yolanda Lewis, talking about credit union marketing trends for today's new normal. You gotta check this one out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Yolanda Lewis from the League of Southeastern Credit Unions. I love the name. We were talking before the recording. It's kind of like the Justice League. It's the League of Southeastern Credit Unions. So
it is indeed.
Anyway, we digress. We're going into the Marvel DC area, and I don't want to do that right now. But happy to have you on, Yolanda. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here, Michael.
Well, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I'm sure you're up to your earlobes and things to do, but we appreciate the time that we're going to be talking about credit union marketing trends for today's new normal. And why aren't we in a new normal, huh?
Oh boy, are we. Yes, indeed. Oh boy, are we.
So I'm going to cut right to the chase here. So how should credit unions handle their marketing practices, especially as we kind of emerge from the pandemic, as we're starting to getting back to somewhat normal stuff going on, but so how should credit unions handle this right now?
Yeah, I love that question because there is a new normal, right? Mm-hmm. The way that things worked before, even in the credit union space as it relates to marketing, just can't be the same to really reach their members. And so one of the things that is super important for credit unions now is to make sure that they are getting into and diving into the digital space, because one of the things that helped credit unions to stay afloat is being able to still communicate with their members from a digital aspect, not the traditional marketing. So when I say that, when I think of traditional marketing, you think of newspaper, you even think of radio, you might even think of TV. But when everything went crazy, you had to be creative and think out of the box in other ways. So taking full advantage of social media, taking full advantage of your email marketing campaigns and making sure that you're reaching members that way too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's one of the biggest things I could say was a huge takeaway for credit unions now, where they need to be focusing in now is really that digital space and owning that digital space.
Yeah. We are all 110% in digital right now, aren't we?
Oh yeah. Full digital mode.
Mm-hmm. So with that said, I mean, what are some trends that we should that credit unions should recognize and consider here?
Yeah, one of the really hot things is podcasts. Oh, yeah. That's one of the ways that credit unions and other businesses have maintained connection with their audience, making sure that they knew that they were still there and cared about what is important to the member. Mm-hmm. And so the way that they do that, one of the ways you can do that is through podcasting and being able to share hot topic kind of stuff and information and really take the time to educate the members so that you can start building legacy membership, right? Not just your more senior members who have been with the credit union since the start, but also getting the new, you know, building that, I guess you could say new thought leader, you know, and creating that relationship with the new thought leader and doing that through the ways that they listen to things nowadays, which again is podcasting. And Growth by Design definitely helps with credit unions with that.
And doesn't the podcast, that platform, really kind of humanizes things as well?
Because
you can write and do text and all that type of, which is still great, still effective.
It is.
But the podcast really humanizes it, right?
It does. It gives your brand, or if I could say credit union, it gives it personality and lets people know that you are right there with them, right? Credit unions were designed to serve the community and be the voice of the community in the financial management sector. With that being said, the way that they maintain that is to speak the same language. Imagine us being in this conversation right here, and you speak French and I speak Spanish. We're not going to have good communication at all. And so credit unions are the same way when they're looking at these other avenues and thinking outside the ball creatively and looking to reach a new audience. You want to be sure to speak their language, and podcasting is one of the ways that you can speak the language of the newer generation. generations.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Precisely. I love how you said also you can like bring up new thought leaders and folks and, and introduce them to your membership and really, really step out that way. So what's the biggest difference that you have seen pre-pandemic, post-pandemic as we emerge here? What are some of the big differences that you've seen out there?
You know, one of the things that I like about what has transitioned is it has forced people to rebuild relationship, right? So what we identified as relationship before pre-pandemic is totally different than how we engage and value relationship now. Mm-hmm. I think it has an even greater importance now because, you know, after a while, Zoom got old, you know, things start getting old. And so you wanna make sure to, again, maintain that relationship, and you do that by putting a new value on it. Yeah. So I would say that's the biggest thing that I've seen is there was a certain comfortability and dependability on the way things were. Mm-hmm. But what the pandemic did was shake it up and say, no, don't take your members for granted. No, get to know them in a different way. Matter of fact, find out where they play. You know, you thought that they just played when they came into your banking center. Absolutely not. They play in other places, in other sandboxes. Find out where that is and follow the conversation there. So I think that's one of the good things that is also very, very different because it's hard to transition and get all your resources aligned to transition to a new way of doing things, but it is essential at this point.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And that kind of leads me in my next question, the lessons that we've learned over the last 12 months. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. You can't depend on banking center. Like you have to be able to have other ways of managing finances, such as online banking, you know, taking a look at what is your online banking platform not doing, right? you didn't even know what it wasn't doing before. Now you are fully aware of what it's not doing or what it is doing and how, and the value that has to the customer and to the member. So I think that's a huge lesson learned. It's just taking a look at what services are really needed. We have goals, we have objectives, you know, we want to make sure we keep things running and moving, but really taking a look at it from a value perspective. I'm all about value. Looking at it from that value perspective shifts everything. It shifts the complete dynamic. And so I think that's a huge lesson learned is take a look at your product suite and see how it is useful for the now. Mm-hmm. And if it's not useful for the now, creating or pivoting that product suite or a series of products to be eligible for the now. And sometimes that just might mean educating your audience, right? Mm-hmm. That's another lesson learned. Yeah. You might find that your audience, they might know that you offer loans, home loans or car loans, auto loans, et cetera. They might know that, but they don't know how to do it, how to apply, how to go through the process. Yeah. So then you can now know and learn, you know what? We probably need to spend a little bit more time educating our members about the process of getting ready before you fill out that application. Mm-hmm. So I think those are two of the, you know, that's off the top of my head. I think those are the greatest lessons learned there is looking at the product suite and making sure it's value centric. Mm-hmm. And then also looking at the other piece to make sure that you are educating your audience so that they're ready for when you do that next promotion.
Exactly. Yeah, good point. Okay, now the crux or the majority of our conversation so far has been about change and adapting to change and lessons learned. My next question is the significance of marketing today. We've always known it's important. Telling your story is always important and the strategies and tactics combine it, but how much more significant is it now today to really get that message out there in a strategic way?
Yeah, it's so very, I couldn't underline bold exclamation enough. Okay. So it's one of those things that is critical to business now, right? It might've even been thought of as a luxury before, but this is the vehicle used to communicate that message. So imagine me trying to communicate to you without a phone. Right? We would never communicate because I couldn't reach you. Right. Yeah, I'm limited, right? We're limited when we only use certain mediums of communication. Mm-hmm. But with marketing and digital marketing at that, it expands the horizon so that credit unions can really go further and far beyond not only communicating that message, but knowing how to communicate that message, right? Mm-hmm. I think the other lessons learned, if I could take a step back for just a minute, is analytics, mm-hmm. right? We know how important now, right? Credit unions know how important now data is, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's essential to know what is working in your marketing mm-hmm. initiatives and what is not working in your marketing initiatives that you may just be doing because you're just used to doing it.
Yeah.
But what about what's not working? Or are you reaching the right audience at the right time? I'm actually getting ready to do a presentation soon, a webinar on the rhythm of marketing and setting up a rhythmic marketing for credit unions, just like songs and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I have a really cool, so I like Sheryl Crow. I don't know anybody who does it. I know, right? Like, who doesn't like Sheryl Crow? And so she has an oldie but goodie song, All I Wanna Do Is Have Some Fun, right? Yeah, yeah. And so in it, I use that song in the presentation and I interrupt it with a huge loud noise. And that's what rhythmic marketing doesn't set. Well, that's what you sound like without rhythmic marketing. And that's kind of the point that I'll be making. So it's important to have that type of rhythm and rigor in your marketing driven by analytics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't swing a cat these days without talking analytics. That used to be, I remember when data analytics was just in the old IT server room.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And it's really not that hard to find.
Right, you're right.
Credit unions have way more access to it than they realize. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it just takes being on board with the right marketing agency to know how to interpret that data and then use it.
Yeah. And who would have thunk that the marketing department would use that data to its maximum.
It's advantage. I know. Who would have thunk it? Yeah. But it's here now. Yeah. That's the new normal.
That's the beauty of it. The beauty of the digital stuff too, Yolanda, that I've heard is that you can, I don't say, I'm so tired of using the word pivot, but you can pivot really easily with a digital campaign.
You can.
So that's the other beauty of it, right?
It is. You can pivot very easily because that data is live. Yep. It is based off of the behavior that's happening right then. So let's say you're running a series of Facebook ads. You can see the difference between what they're responding to. You can even do split ads to see what's working and what isn't, and what's working and what isn't is dependent upon your audience.
Oh yeah.
So I want to say that too. There's no one formula for what works for everybody. Mm-hmm. There's never that because we're all different.
Exactly.
And we all respond differently. Mm-hmm. But you can see from some of the social media tools when your people are online, how long they're online, what device they're using when they're online, so that as you're setting up your campaigns, you can make them mobile friendly. You can make them, or if it's a website they're going to, you make sure your website is mobile responsive, mm-hmm. you know, and so you can just cater to the need and to the behavior of your membership with that data.
Yeah. Yeah. The tools are out there in our new normal for you to succeed, for sure. For sure. All right, Yolanda, I could talk about this all day long because this is really fascinating. I love this type of stuff. So anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here for Creightians out there?
Yeah, no, I just want to make sure to highlight the importance of making sure that you are looking at the value of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Don't just do things because that's what somebody said you should do or because that's what you've always done. Be open to what's changing and adopt that new normal.
Indeed. Well said. Well said. On that note, I'm going to let you get back to work, Yolanda, because you probably have a lot on your plate. So
yes, yes, indeed.
Take the time and look forward to the next one. This was a blast, a total blast. So thank you for your time. This is awesome.
Thank you. You too.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.